This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 6 September 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather is warm across major Israeli cities. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies. Jerusalem sees a gentle breeze. In Haifa, expect some clouds later. A perfect day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Israel Hayom, the United States plans to keep its forces in the Persian Gulf until 2027, indicating a long-term strategy against Iran. This report is just in from an American military source. Also, Ynet reports that Israel struck a Hezbollah command post in an empty Lebanese hospital earlier today. This follows a drone attack on Israeli positions. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post shares that a Gazan activist is calling for peace with Israel. He blames Hamas for the ongoing conflict and seeks a meeting with former President Trump. Separately, JNS has noted that the IDF hit southern Lebanon earlier today following a Hezbollah drone attack. No injuries were reported. And finally, I-24 News reports that the IDF Chief of Staff has launched a surprise multi-front readiness exercise dubbed Breaking Dawn 2.0 to test military preparedness. Reaction has been swift on social media. Yoni Ben Menachem, a Middle East expert at the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs, posted just minutes ago that a captured senior Hamas official is cooperating with interrogators. He is providing significant intelligence about Hamas operations. From I24N EWS English, they posted earlier today that Trapper and Hendel have decided to part ways politically ahead of the upcoming elections, despite founding a party together. Standing Together, a joint Israeli-Palestinian activist group, posted earlier criticizing the occupation's impact on both communities. They emphasize the need for peace to ensure security and freedom for all. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. military's extended presence in the Persian Gulf. As reported by Israel Hayom, this move signals a strategic positioning against Iran. The decision to maintain forces until 2027 underscores a focus on regional stability and deterrence. This indicates a continued U.S. commitment to counter Iranian influence in the region. Turning to the strike in Lebanon, Ynet explains that Israel targeted a Hezbollah command post in an unoccupied hospital. This action comes after Hezbollah's drone attack, aimed at disrupting IDF operations on the Ali Taher Ridge. The strike highlights the ongoing tensions and the precarious situation along the Israel-Lebanon border. Meanwhile, a Gazan activist's call for peace, as covered by the Jerusalem Post, highlights the internal divisions within Gaza. The activist criticizes Hamas and seeks reform in school books to promote peace. His appeal for a meeting with Trump aims to garner international support for his vision. This could influence the broader discourse on Gaza's future governance and peace efforts. Turning to the IDF's actions in southern Lebanon, JNS reports these strikes follow the earlier Hezbollah drone attack. With no injuries reported, the situation remains tense. This underscores the sensitive dynamics along the northern front, emphasizing the need for vigilance. Finally, I-24 News details the IDF surprise exercise, Breaking Dawn 2.0. This drill tests the military's readiness across multiple fronts. The exercise reflects Israel's strategic focus on preparedness amid regional uncertainties. On the economic front. First, as reported by Globes, Volkswagen's CEO confirmed ongoing talks about producing Iron Dome components. This collaboration with Rafael involves both state and federal support, aiming to overcome existing challenges. Separately, a report from Ynet Business reveals an AI-driven surge in data center requests across Israel. This boom is testing the national power grid's capacity as demand for AI and cloud services grows. And finally, CTEC reports that Israel's IAI and Thales will construct Nigeria's next communication satellites in a $2 billion deal. This strengthens IAI's position in the global communication satellite market, marking a major milestone for the company. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.